Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. If there's ever been anything you wanted to know about Vinny, this Friday is your chance to ask. Actually, ask this week, and then Bryn is going to round up all the questions. So this is going to be on the Alice 973 Instagram live at 10 a.m. on Friday, right after the show on Friday. How exactly are people submitting their questions, Bryn?
DM Alice at 973. So just direct message, send it to us, and we'll go through as many as we can.
Compile a whole list of questions, everything you ever wanted to know about Vinny.
That's
super
right.
Fun. And it's brought to us all by AAA Auto Insurance with over 100 years of on-the-road auto experience. More at AAA.com. Okay, let's start with the album charts. These are, of course, not actual albums. These are just streaming numbers, really. You know, once Vinny was the last holdout, he was the last guy buying records. And now that he's finally streaming stuff, too, we're just completely there.
I love it so much, too. I just can't believe how there were so many albums that I put in this category of, I'd love to listen to it, but I can't buy it.
No.
I just can't buy everything. I don't have the money for that. Now I'm like, yeah, I'll go right from LL Cool J to The Darkness, and neither of those I would have purchased, but for free.
Sure. Well, not for free, for 15 bucks a month or whatever,
whatever
it is you're paying.
Is.
Which is probably less than you were spending on music anyway. You'd buy a couple albums a month.
Yeah, way less.
A couple albums a week, really.
Yeah, sure. Way less.
So for that, for the low, low bargain basement price of 15 bucks a month, you can listen to anything you want.
The
and
thing
that's
that
what
I never,
are doing.
The thing that I never quite understood, which was one of the reasons why I held out, is I didn't know that I could add that album to my collection and access it from my collection, even though I didn't own it.
Right.
I thought you had to go find each album each time. Suddenly I'm like, man, these are all in my collection now. I can get them by, because sometimes I just flip through my collection and just see what's going to jump out of me. Oh, Rush. Yes, Rush, right now.
Boom. Play.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's just, music is just more accessible than it ever has been. You don't have to save up for it anymore, you know?
Right.
You just pay, or your mom pays your 15 bucks. I don't know what your deal is.
You know who I love, too? I listen to a lot, which really is nothing to do with anything. But does your boy like The Neighborhood?
He does. He loves The Neighborhood.
The Neighborhood is epic. They're so good.
That's so funny that you mentioned that. He's into that. What's the one big song from The Neighborhood that everybody...
Sweater Weather.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No,
yeah.
They've got every album is, you can let the whole album play. They're really good.
Well, people, that's how they're eating their music these days. And so when I say that Chilombo by Jhené Aiko sold 27,000 copies, what I mean is it was streamed the equivalent number of times to count as 27,000 copies, because nobody bought 27,000 copies.
This
is number 10
Chilombo?
This week. Chilombo. Number 9 is Post Malone, Hollywood's Bleeding, the equivalent of 37,000 copies. Why don't you tell me
what you want? Does that sound like Post or Ozzy?
I think that's Post.
Right.
Sounds like Ozzy.
Ozzy is one of the stars of Trolls World Tour.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because they're playing his music, or is he actually in it?
He's in it. in a weird way.
I just wanted to tell you that you're all small.
Practically plays himself. Right. That's exactly who he is. It's perfect. It's so wonderful. I love seeing
Is Sharon
him
in it too or what? I mean, she's no. the perfect opposite to Aussie.
But Kelly Clarkson is.
Oh, Kelly. She's
and cool. You know, there's a rap song that happens at the funk town.
Uh-huh.
And I swear it's Lil Wayne. That's Lil Wayne. It turns out it's some guy named Anderson Paak.
Anderson Paak. I don't know how you say it.
I never heard of the guy, but he sounds very much like Lil Wayne which is good.
He's been on the charts, I think, or at least there's been a story about him, because I've definitely heard his name. Yeah. I just couldn't tell you anything about him.
He's all over the charts.
Dua Lipa comes in at number 8 on this week's album charts with about 38,000 copies of Future Nostalgia. At number 7 is Roddy Ricch, Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial. 38,000 copies. At number 6 is Bad Bunny, YHLQMDLG. 43,000 copies. New, debuting in 5th place, is Sam Hunt. We wound up listening to a little bit of this last week, didn't we?
We sure did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's got a new record out called Southside, Sam Hunt. He's the body like the back of his new record. Here's what it's... Oh, and I think... Did you say this song is on it?
That's correct, yes. Yeah. Here, I'll play another one for you.
All right. I saw your sister. So congratulations, Sam Hunt. He debuts in 5th place with 46,000 copies. And I'm, you know, probably top the country chart. This is just all the records that were released. 48,000 copies for Lil Baby. My Turn is number 4. Number 3 is Lil Uzi Vert. 69,000 copies of Eternal A Take. And debuting in 2nd place is somebody named Rod Wave. 72,000 copies of Pray For Love. Dancing.
You know what I love most is how much you don't like it. It makes me like it more.
Oh boy, that is very immature, Bryn.
Yeah, Bryn.
It makes me want to dance even harder because she's just so disgusted. Like, you should see her hand gestures. She's like, turn it off.
Like, as soon as I play,
she's like, turn it off. So I'm like, wait, hold on, I'm grooving right now. Give me a second. Looking for
peace, begging for space. Groove away. Let me know when you're done. All right, sounds like you are. And at number 1, 3rd week in a row, sold another 90,000 copies. Congratulations to The Weeknd. Never need a dumb what I need. Trying to find the one that can fix me. I've been dodging death in the 6 feet. Congratulations to all you guys on selling stuff. There is this will probably light up the Hassan household. That's all I can say. Personally, I wish I had kids who were more into this stuff, because I can totally, I could get into this. It's called the Disney Family Sing-Along. It's this Thursday on ABC. Songs from all your favorite Disney movies and tons of celebrity guests. So I guess these guests are doing this live from their houses and singing along. They're going to put all the lyrics up on the TV. It'll be great. Disney knows that parents are looking for things to do with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so Thursday night, 8 p.m. on ABC, the Disney Family Sing-Along, hosted by Ryan Seacrest. Because of course it is.
Oh, good for him. Another job. Wonderful.
I know. That guy just keeps getting gigs.
You know, at our house, one of the big channels, because the youngest is not even 2 yet, is Baby First. It's a channel.
Sure. Yeah.
And the ads on the channel are like... we know this time is really hard. And it shows a mom on the couch going, oh, God. And I'm like, yeah, man, they do know. Times are hard when you're stuck in the house with little kids. Oof.
No doubt.
Oof.
They were hard even before you were there 24/7.
Oh, man. I mean, Christina's like, do you think we can just leave one of the kids with Sue? Like leave the kid and then leave. She won't let the kid get hurt, right?
I mean, she'd probably, her protective nature would kick in and She's not going to just keep the door closed.
I think Sue's just trying to stay in business and doesn't want no trouble. Right? I don't think she's supposed to be in business. I think we're going to keep the kids home.
Yeah, well, but it's so tempting. Just try it.
I know, well.
You know, let's just give it a try, see what she does. It'll get there. Don't worry. I'm sure Sue's like, I know what's going to happen. Anyway, so Ryan Seacrest is hosting this Disney sing-along, and John Stamos, Christina Aguilera, Michael Bublé, Moana star, Aoli'i, however you say her name, Cravalho, that's her name, Aoli'i Cravalho, Josh Gad from Frozen, that's Olaf, Little Big Town, Thomas Rhett, and tons of other people. The show is going to include songs from Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, Toy Story, Moana, Frozen, High School Musical, and all the words will be on the screen so you and your kids can sing along. And there's going to be public service announcements about the Feeding America charity and what it's doing for those affected by the coronavirus. So it's, you know, it's for a good cause as well. So that's this Thursday, the big sing-along. Tonight. I don't know what to make of this. I truly don't. It's, you know, look, I got over The Bachelor and The Bachelorette a long time ago.
But you still watch?
No, I do.
Oh,
John,
you watch?
Once in a while, I'll watch an episode. I just, honestly, at first, it was a guilty pleasure. Like, I thought, well, you know, it's fun seeing dumb people talking and getting wasted and being in a competition for one other, you know, one guy's heart or one girl's heart. So stupid. So now they got... This is a, you know, they do this thing called Bachelor in Paradise, which is former contestants that have been on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette who just still want to be famous, go on this like island paradise. And really all they do is get these people wasted and watch what happens when that, I mean, there's no point to it at all.
Well,
so
it's
now,
watching a club scene, right?
I mean, guess so. Club scene. And they're all, you know, in a competition to wear the smallest bikini and... Mm-hmm. You know, have the biggest muscles. It's just so dumb, for real. So now they're doing, it's a twist on The Bachelor in Paradise. It's a musical twist on it. It's called The Bachelor Presents Listen to Your Heart. And I actually just heard a commercial that we're playing for this thing. Mm-hmm. All the contestants on this are musicians. And after the rose stuff is out of the way, they start performing together in front of a panel of celebrity judges. So they must have already taped this thing.
Oh.
But it's, I don't know if any, they say they're all musicians. I don't know what the caliber of musicianship is, but they're going to have to do all these. They have to start duetting as couples. Like you see who you click with musically, and that's how you find your lifetime partner, I guess.
Well, they have to have this in the can. They wouldn't be able to do it right now.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I don't, what's going to happen with Big Brother this summer?
I have no idea. Is it not happening? I'm so bummed.
Oh, I'm asking
you. I live for it. I don't know. I haven't seen a thing about it, and I did a search. It was a few weeks ago, the last time I looked for stuff, because I'm always looking for Celebrity Big Brother, which, of course, they didn't do. That would have been January or February, which I'm bummed they didn't do it this year, even though it's really short. But yeah, I'm thinking they can't possibly do it.
Unless they can get legit tests that can clear each one of the contestants before they go into lockdown.
I suppose there's that. That's, you know, I would love to see it happen. I'd watch it for sure.
I mean, the problem with the tests, though, is that we've heard everything from these tests don't mean anything. There's a bunch of false negatives and
right.
blah, blah. You know, you find yourself going, well, what's the point if I'm going to,
I guess, if
nothing works?
That if they took each individual a month ago or maybe right now and put them into a hotel room that they couldn't leave and delivered all their meals and 1 month went by.
Good point.
You know, they just quarantine them and make sure that they're completely sequestered and then turn them loose in the house. I mean, damn, I'd do that.
Right now, people are looking for stuff to watch. It would be worth the effort for CBS to do that.
I 100% agree.
I know right now sports are, they're trying to figure out how to get sports back. And baseball is very much a fan game. Like the fans are part of it. And you go to a baseball game and it's a day out. And yet, I'd watch a baseball game from home with no fans in the stands.
Definitely.
I don't know that that creates a World Series that should count among all the other historical World Series because we've already lost some of the season, but I'd watch.
Are you going to do the story about what Major League Baseball is talking about doing next month?
Well, I know.
They're doing a, they're going to do a thing where they're going to start in Phoenix or in just in Arizona. Like all the teams are going to start playing games from there.
Well, from spring training locations. Yeah.
But they're saying, oh, I had a whole thing on it here. But basically they're saying people say, yes, we will watch. Here it is. ESPN is saying the players are focusing in on a plan that would launch the season next month in empty stadiums. All 30 teams would play at stadiums with no fans in the Phoenix area. And there's 10 spring training facilities and other nearby fields. They say that they would be sequestered at hotels. They'd live in relative isolation and then go to only to and from the stadiums. They say one location plan's being discussed, and they say no umpires. There'd be an electronic strike zone, 7-inning doubleheader, so the league could still get close to the usual 162 games.
Everybody wants it. Anybody will care about the season in terms of its historical significance,
right?
But do people want to see games? Yeah,
they
want to.
Yep. They say something like 70% of people are saying they would not consider attending a sporting event until there's a vaccine.
Yeah, well, I don't know why you would. I think that's crazy to have spent. Again, we go back to this whole, you sit inside for a month and then you go out and catch the stuff. It's like, I understand we were trying not to flood the hospitals. I do get that part. But you also don't want to have coronavirus.
No. Well, you don't want to be at the start of the next outbreak
right.
of it, you know?
So I don't know why, I don't know when we're going to go back to, what's going to happen to football season?
They're saying, let's see, the football thing was, you know, I'm not seeing anything official. 70% of people think that the NFL should not start up again in the fall to protect the players. You know, there's so much contact in that. 20% say the league should resume but allow the players to choose not to play. 6% say they should just start it up like normal. Okay. 76% of people said if they deemed it safe for the players and went ahead with the NFL season, that they 76% said I'd watch it.
Oh, it's already the number one TV show in the land.
Yes.
Imagine if that's, you know, we've got fresh games from our favorite teams.
People
who doesn't
want
to see what's going to happen to Tom Brady in a Buccaneers uniform?
Oh, you want to talk about Tom Brady? Hold on. I got a Tom Brady story here. I got to find it, though. It's going
to
be impossible.
I wasn't trying to sidetrack you.
No, this is fun. I thought this was a funny story that I probably won't get to that. Tom Brady, he's lighting up the Tampa Bay Buccaneers so much that people are starting to call Tampa Bay Tampa Bay.
At least
that's what he thinks. His company just filed for two trademark requests, one for Tampa Bay and one for Tampa Brady.
Very cute. Well, yeah. I hope he has success there because I like him. I think he seems like a nice man and he's into it. At his age, if they miss the whole season, Tampa's not going to get him until he's, what, 44?
Yeah, they're not. It's going to be. Well, at least he won't get injured this season. If they don't have him, you know. The filings that he did indicate he intends to sell clothing, headwear, and footwear using Tampa Bay and Tampa Brady. When people started making fun of it, he said, I never understood why Drew Brees wasn't making Drew Orleans shirts.
Oh, cute.
I guess he just didn't think of it, Tom. You know, he
didn't
have, maybe Tom has like a whole board of advisors that are like, oh, okay, here's what we need to do. We need the Tampa Bay shirt.
Speaking of Brees, he just signed a deal for after football to be an announcer on, I think, NBC.
Well, good for him. Hopefully there'll be football in the future. That'll be great for all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, so much stuff, including a threesome gone bad.
I don't know
how that can happen. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.